Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Muscat on last leg of three-nation tour. Talks with Sultan of Oman to be held tomorrow. Prime Minister emphasizes India and Ethiopia must unite to give greater voice to Global South, concludes successful two-day visit to African nation. Parliament passes bill allowing 100% FDI in Indian insurance companies, also gives nod to legislation, repealing over 70 obsolete acts. Lok Sabha takes up Vikasit Bharat G. Ram G. Bill for consideration and passing, clears sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India bill. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns Moscow will extend territorial gains in Ukraine if peace talks fail. And in men's cricket, fog delays toss in fourth T20 between India and South Africa in Lucknow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Muscat this evening for a two-day visit to Oman. Mr. Modi landed in the Gulf nation on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. Upon his arrival, Prime Minister Modi was received by Deputy Prime Minister for Defence Affairs Syed Shihab bin Tariq Al at the airport. A guard of honour was accorded to Mr. Modi as part of the ceremonial welcome. During the meeting, the two leaders held discussions on strengthening bilateral defence cooperation and advancing the strategic partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this visit offers an opportunity to explore new avenues of collaboration and add fresh momentum to partnership between both countries. Later, upon arrival at the hotel, members of the Indian diaspora welcomed the Prime Minister with colourful cultural performances. Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, tomorrow. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Oman visit.
During his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold comprehensive review of the entire spectrum of bilateral relations with the Sultan of Oman tomorrow and also exchange perspectives on regional and international issues of mutual interest. He is expected to address business leaders from both the countries at a business forum as well. Shri Modi will also interact with students and members of the Indian community here. The Prime Minister is visiting the friendly nation on the invitation of the head of the state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Mr. Modi is accompanied by a high-level delegation. This visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Oman.
Meanwhile, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has announced the signing of Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, a free trade agreement, tomorrow in the presence of Prime Minister Modi and the Sultan of Oman. Mr. Goyal stated this while addressing the Oman-India Business Dialogue in Muscat today.
Values, traditions, the rich culture that we share between Oman and India has been instrumental in bringing us to this very, very memorable and fateful day tomorrow, when before our two leaders, KS and I, will have the privilege of executing the first free trade agreement Oman is going to sign with a country after 17 long years.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his successful two-day visit to Ethiopia this afternoon. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa. The Prime Minister emphasized that India and Ethiopia, as nations of the Global South, must stand together to give greater voice to developing countries.
The Global South is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
During his two-day visit to the African country, Mr. Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Abiy Ahmed Ali. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi was also conferred the African nation's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, for his contribution towards strengthening bilateral partnership. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Dena Hunu means goodbye. When Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his address to the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia by these words in Amharic, the standing ovation and the clappings lasted for many minutes. It reflected the heart-to-heart connect from the mother of democracy, India, to the cradle of humanity, Ethiopia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart, PM of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, discussed collaboration in areas including trade and investment, innovation, technology, defense, health, capacity building, and multilateral engagements. They agreed to deepen relations in food security, health security, and cooperation in sustainable agriculture, natural farming, and agri-tech, introduce new programs in artificial intelligence, and to double student scholarships, and to work extensively on digital public infrastructure. Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to work with Ethiopia to voice the concerns of the Global South. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Parliament has passed the Repealing and Amending Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today after discussion. Lok Sabha had passed the legislation yesterday. The bill repeals 71 acts and also amends 4 acts. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said the Narendra Modi government will continue to repeal those laws which have become redundant and obsolete and are of no use. The Parliament has also given nod to the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill yesterday. The bill proposes to increase the foreign direct investment limit in Indian insurance companies from 74 to 100% of the paid-up equity capital. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 MG Narega. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Lok Sabha has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 with amendments. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said the government has given more authorization and independence to private parties involved.
We have several private sector institutes which are doing excellent research in several science domains. So why not get their benefit even in the atomic energy sector? It is this government actually which in 2015 took the decision of opening the atomic energy sector to joint ventures. The entire idea was to bring about an enabling law for an enabling ecosystem without, of course, compromising the security concerns of the nation.
Our correspondent reports on today's proceedings in both Houses of Parliament.
As the winter session of the Parliament is nearing its end, some important key legislations were passed by both the Houses today. Right now, a discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 is underway in the Lok Sabha. Under the legislation, 125 days of wage employment will be provided to every rural household in a financial year. Apart from this, the lower house today passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025, aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ensuring robust regulatory framework for its safe use. While the Rajya Sabha today gave its note to Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025, which is aimed at accelerating the growth and development of the insurance sector. The House also passed the Repealing and Amending Bill 2025 to repeal those laws which have become redundant and obsolete. With Anand Kumar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that Prasar Bharati has prepared a draft Content Syndication Policy 2025 to promote cultural outreach and monetize content while also upholding its public service mandate. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Murugan said the policy aims to monetize content being produced by Doordarshan and Akashvani, archived national and regional content, and live coverages like government events, festivals and sports. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said no documents related to India's first Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, have been found missing from the Prime Minister's museum and library. In a social media post, while replying to Congress MP Jayaram Ramesh, Mr. Shekhawat said the Nehru papers were taken out in 2008 during the UPA period. He said these are not private family papers, but it is part of the country's national historical record. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine was inaugurated today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, jointly organized by the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Ministry of Ayush. Addressing the event, Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav highlighted India's long-standing experience in traditional medicine and emphasized the importance of strengthening research, quality standards and global cooperation. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus reaffirmed the organization's commitment to uniting the wisdom of millennia with modern science and technology. The Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today described Guru Tegh Bahadur as a universal symbol of supreme sacrifice and moral courage. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing an interfaith conclave to commemorate the 350th martyrdom anniversary of Guru Tegh Bahadur in New Delhi.
Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur ji was a beacon of moral courage, whose life and sacrifice belong to all humanity. There is no parallel. It cannot be compared his sacrifice with anything. Gurudev Bahadurji's martyrdom stands as one of the history's most extraordinary affirmations of religious freedom. The framers of our constitution enshrined these very ideals: liberty of thought, expression, belief, faith and worship as fundamental rights.
In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin today warned that Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kiev and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks. Speaking at an annual meeting with top military officers, President Putin said Moscow will prefer to achieve its goals and eliminate the root causes of the conflict by diplomatic means. He further said Russia will take the control of its historical lands by military means if Ukraine fails to sign the peace deal. On the other hand, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed readiness to drop Ukraine's bid to join NATO if the US and other Western nations give Kiev security guarantees similar to those offered to NATO members. In men's cricket, the toss has been delayed due to fog in the fourth T20 international match between India and South Africa, which will be played at Lucknow tonight. Team India is leading the five-match series 2-1. The fifth and final match is scheduled at Ahmedabad on Friday. In shooting, the pair of Anandjeet Singh Naruka and Darshana Rathore clinched the gold medal in the senior skeet mixed team event at the 68th National Championship Competitions Shotgun in New Delhi. In the junior skeet mixed team event, the Telangana pair of Yuvik Patola and Laku Venkat Lakshmi secured the title. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Muscat on last leg of three-nation tour, talks with Sultan of Oman to be held tomorrow. Prime Minister emphasizes India and Ethiopia must unite to give greater voice to Global South, concludes successful two-day visit to African nation. Parliament passes bill allowing 100% FDI in Indian insurance companies, also gives nod to legislation repealing over 70 obsolete acts. Lok Sabha takes up Vikasit Bharat Ji Ram Ji bill for consideration and passing, clears sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India bill. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns Moscow will extend territorial gains in Ukraine if peace talks fail. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.